Hi, dictation for Alicia Robinson, A-L-I-C-I-A-R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Alicia Robinson is here for a follow-up evaluation on day of May 10, 2022. Her date of birth is 3-11-53. The patient reports that she has a lot of issues at this time. She lost balance many times. Because her feet and the toes are all completely numb. She fell on a chair and hit the floor. She chose not to go to the hospital recently. She's seeing a neurologist, Dr. Andaya, A-N-D-A-Y-A, Lourdes, L-O-U-R-D-E-S, and spine doctor, Dr. Guthikanta, G-U-T-H-I-K-A-N-D-A, both at DMC Hospital. She reports that her head hit into the chair very hard when she fell, and she does live close to the Harpur DMC. She injured her right arm, and she had a fracture of the right arm, which was fixed by Dr. Nasser. Apparently, she has been a patient of several pain clinics, including American Medical Center and University Center, Pain Center. She has an aneurysm of the left side of brain, which causes her many events of falling, which caused fracture in November 21 to her arm. She has a extreme arthritis. She is on trazodone, Furoscid with codeine, calcium, narco, rosuvastatin, with continuous pain. On a scale of 1 to 10, they are listed at 9 to 10. The entire body, from headaches to the neck pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, lower back pain, right shoulder pain, with radiation to both buttocks, both legs, both arms, with numbness and tingling throughout, is reported. No relief in the ADL. Reported medications have not helped her a lot. She has tried rehabilitation at DMC Hospital, and spinal surgery was recommended by Dr. Guthikanta that so far has not been done. ADLs are reported around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 in every category, from eating, feeding, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, writing, etc. She drops plates out of her hands. There is tremendous muscle weakness in both the arms. The walking ability is quite limited to less than a block to walk. She reports a 20% improvement overall in the pain management, pain areas. Reports that her ADLs are affected as follows: the general activity, walking ability, work, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Relationship with other people and sleep is affected 9, and mood is affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that she has a headache without any dizziness, vertigo, without any vision disturbance or double vision. She has no fainting, blackouts, and seizures. However, she has suffered from loss of balance due to the aneurysm in her brain and weakness. Sometimes she has a difficulty sleeping. Poor work performance, nightmares are reported. Denies any anxiety, depression, panic, or any loss of memory, lack of concentration or focus problem. In the pain and numbness, she has a generalized pain involving the lower back, mid-back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, wrist and hand pain, hip pain, ankle and foot pain, with difficulty walking. Stiffness throughout is reported, along with neck, shoulder, and lower back, with decreased range of motion on the shoulder. And the GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. According to the patient, the pain has got worse and she is having headaches throughout the day, 24/7, and she is having a lot of pain in the spine, and entire back is affected. Overall situation is worsened according to the patient. In the medical history, she reported that she recently lost her balance and hit her head into the chair, and also her back is now more injured. She's pointing towards the tailbone also. Surgical history, non-hospitalization patient need to go to the ER for getting investigated. Weight loss, yes, a few pounds are lost. Any other trauma, she reports that her feet is numb, and because of that and because of the aneurysm in the brain, she loses balance and she hit her head and body. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 149 over 125. Pulse is 100, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of April 6, 2022. Dictation number is 0408-052. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is to continue her health with a referral to a physical therapy, as well as providing naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory clizanidine, 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine patch 5% daily, Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief. Furanol with codeine for relief of headaches from her aneurysm is provided. I have ordered a home care for her to be visited. A focus rehab she wants to join and for a complete evaluation. Patient is otherwise stable. I'll see her in 30 days. I am trying my best to send her to Dr. Guthikanta for the surgery that he recommended, although I believe that she may not be a good surgical risk at this time. So, thank you.